Hey everyone, welcome to episode 104. Tonight we're talking about if you feel like you personally don't fit into this church, please listen to this. So the real question is this: what does it take to make the gospel come to life? If you are struggling with what you believe, or if you do believe but you want to feel the truth on a deeper level, or even if you are experienced in your faith and you want to deepen your relationship with Christ even further, what steps can all of us take to not just bring the gospel to life, but to cause the gospel to bring life into us? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Brian Robbins, and welcome to Bringing the Gospel to Life. Good evening, everybody. Alrighty, so this is not a pet peeve, but it's kind of a pet peeve. I'm not upset at anyone, but this is something I wish would have been said to me so long ago, and I know I've done some episodes on this before, at least I've mentioned it, but it's just so important, and I don't think people realize how relevant it is. So here's the story. So today, today we got to, for our master's program, we got to meet with the head curriculum writer for seminaries and institutes. And it is so helpful to hear about the conversations that they're having in the church office building so that we know what we as members down here, like, we get some context for the things that are coming out, right? And so he shared some really cool things. He shared some thoughts about Come Follow Me and how that aligns with seminary and yada, yada, yada. But he shared one insight today that I've heard him share. I've heard him say it before, but it just really hit me. And I think as a church, we just don't really get this, or at least we hear it, and then we don't get how relevant it is. And that is this. He kept reminding us over and over again, and he said, remember, this is a global church. This is a global church. And what he was talking about is that, so in the seminaries and institutes program, there's about 2,000 hired teachers, like teachers that get paid full time, and that's their job. And then there's 55,000 called seminary teachers, like that's their calling, around the entire world. And as he was talking about writing curriculum today, he pointed out several times how he was reminding us that most of the curriculum's not written really for the 2,000 teachers who get paid full-time to do it. You know, we're supposed to stay true to it, and we're still supposed to stay on it and focus on it. But he's like, who we're really writing this for is the called teacher who lives in Africa or some third world country and has zero preparation materials, has never taught seminary before, has no idea what they're doing, and gets this new calling and needs some resource, and so they have the curriculum. And so he's like, you got to remember, like, we love you guys and you need to rely on this as much as they do, but also remember who the audience is. And so a lot of what is going on in here, like, you totally have to adapt it to you. Like, you can't just take how it is and expect it to work in your classrooms. Like, you have to adapt it because this was written for a worldwide audience. And he said something that was so powerful and so interesting. He's like, our biggest fear as curriculum writers for the church is that we'll try to write to everybody, and so what we write will be good for nobody. And I was like, ooh, that makes so much sense. And so he's like, no, I can just talk for seminary. But when he talks for other departments, he's like, look, I'm sure everyone's thinking this way, but they're like, how can we reach the one when we're trying to write for a global audience? And I'll tell you what, that is the hardest trick to do. But that's the struggle that the church runs with. Now, just coming back from that, like, general conference, curriculum, seminary lessons, church lessons, like, you've got to remember that this is a global church, and most of what is being taught in your meetings are global, general, global, general principles. And so the reason I'm saying that is there are so many people who feel like they don't fit into the culture of the church. They don't feel like they fit the mold. They, you know, insert whatever frustration sentence you want to say, like, I don't feel like I belong here, I don't feel like they're talking to me, I don't feel like, you know, insert whatever it is for you. And if you don't feel like you belong, or that the church or the leaders or the lessons, like, ever really reach you, you gotta understand, like, that's intentional is not the right word, but remember that they're trying to reach the entire world. And so that's expected, and that's why you need to have close friends and close leaders who can really make and draw those connections so you can take the general principles and adapt them to your situation. I'll give you one example. I have a good friend of mine. She listens to this podcast all the time, and she talks about how she has a lot of really good friends who are members of the church, but they feel really frustrated because they've how do I say this right? Like, you've probably heard of things called like energy working or holistic healing, where there are certain doctors or physicians that kind of rely on more traditional things to kind of take a different approach to curing some problems. And they feel like they really just don't belong in the church because we always talk about how we need to have more faith if we want to be healed and priesthood blessings fix everything. But they've discovered that, like, they've found so much healing and so much help through these other methods. And so they're like, I want to be true to the church, but I don't, what the church has taught in my lessons on Sunday hasn't really matched my experience. And that's because you're living and listening to a global church. So you can't necessarily expect, and I know we say this, like we always say in general conference, I always feel like they're talking directly to me. And that's the Spirit's job. It's the Spirit's job to take messages and tailor them to you. But you got to remember that the church as a whole and the lessons and the curriculum as a whole is for a global audience. So if you've ever struggled connecting to what the leaders are saying or the church is saying, that's why. And I hope I presented that right. I hope anyone who's struggling, like, I know people really struggle with this, have struggled with this, is I'm trying not to tread on toes here, is the, as the church has tried to address the certain situations such as LGBTQ and how homosexuality and the doctrine of homosexuality fits into the church, like, there's been a lot of struggles there. And some people are always like, well, I wish the church would accept and love everyone. And they really, that the church, if you don't, you just don't know the apostles if you're saying that. Like, they love us so much, but you've got to see that they're trying to reach a global audience. And so in everything they say, they have to say things that match to everybody around the entire world. Like, they can't just come out and say, except in the United States, this is how it is. And except in Germany, this is how it is. And except, like, or if you are a single mom, this is how it is. Or if you are, if you've been remarried multiple times, this is how it is. And, like, there are certain times where apostles and prophets reach out and do that. And those are some of the most powerful talks because they reach to the individual, right? But some of the biggest problems I see people struggle with, it's because you're dealing with a global church and you don't realize it and you feel like they're attacking you individually. And some things people say, they're just not directed at us, right? And so it was so helpful for him to say that about curriculum, because now I know what light to view those lessons in, and so I know how to adapt them to my students. But so many of us go into general conference and we don't look at it like a global message. We look at it and we're just like, well, that's really offensive to me. And it's like, man, he wasn't even talking to you. She wasn't even talking to you. Like, they're talking to the world. And so we got to be so careful, and that, like, we are so reliant on our local leaders and the Spirit to help us apply what we're learning if we feel like we're struggling. So, rant over. I hope that made sense. And again, hello, this message, this is a general message. So I hope you take what I said with a grain of salt and you ask yourself, wow, is he right? Or you say, how can I adapt what he's saying to me? Because again, remember, my whole premise of this podcast is I could care less to tell people what to do or think. I'm just giving things to think about. That's the point of a teacher and a storyteller. So here's something for you to think about. How have you been impacted by the church being a global church instead of a local church? If you will really think that through, you will see that that has a huge bearing on your church experience, for good or for bad. And if it's for bad, I hope this message helps you kind of reconcile that and give some forgiveness to some leaders or some situations that maybe happened to you, and also maybe find be a little more willing to reach out to the local people around you to help you kind of adapt the global message to an individual person. So let me know what you think. As always, let me know if this helps. Let me know if you change anything, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.